Blog Talk Radio.
There comes a time in every man's life when he has that life-changing experience. That life-changing experience for me came when I found Jesus and made him my personal savior. I'd like to thank There comes a time in every man's life when he has that life-changing experience. That life-changing experience for me came when I found Jesus. There comes a time in every man's life when he has that life-changing experience. That life-changing experience for me came when I found Jesus and made him my personal savior. I'd like to thank all the steadfast preachers and friends who prayed for me along the way. You need Jesus more than you know. And I'm here to tell you something.
Jesus is.
Something that has been gone.
Good evening, good evening. I have walked the path of being honest and good, and I will keep my mind focused and read what you sow. By doing this, I'll be walking the path of the enlightenment, and I will get what I want. It's your brother Elohim. This is Wednesday. We go through a little political drama that we have in the country, but you understand what politics is. Politics is all the compromise. Then it also is also war, you know, because the politics are controlling everything. Now we have a society called Elohim Five Shot, Society of Love. Now this society is run basically like Congress and the Senate. Well, except we don't have two parties. We just have everybody have the same rank. But like a congressman is a congressman. You see what I'm saying? Hey, congressman one, congressman two, they all have the same rank. But they deal with seniority. Who have the most seniority? So it'll be, they set up little groups and stuff to pick who's going to head this, who's going to head that, who's going to head that. It's a pretty good system. You know what I'm saying? The whole doggone country should be run like that. You understand? But tweaks and a few changes, you know? I mean, politics is good. We have to be able to talk to each other. We've got to be able to compromise on what's going on. So our whole life is basically a political journey because you have to deal with other people. You just can't go through this whole thing by yourself. You have to deal with other people. You have to talk to other people. In order to do that, the first thing you have to do, first thing you have to learn is who these people are that you're talking to. Psalm 82, we all God. You're talking to God. You're talking to somebody that's capable of understanding on different levels on a day-to-day basis. You're talking to a person who can design, you know, a way to get off the planet, who can design ways to fly, who can design ways to grow food better, who can design ways to deal with medicine and surgery and all that. You're talking to God. That's who you're talking to. And we shouldn't misrepresent that just because you study medicine and I study music and this guy studied electronics. That don't make anyone smarter than the other one. It's that they went into different fields of study. And this is what we have to realize. This is what we have to go through, okay? Now, Wednesday is the time that we talk about politics. So anybody who's on the air that want to have a discussion about politics, can just hit one. And we'll open up the mic and we'll let you have say whatever you want to say, or we can discuss back and forth about the political arena. Now, your President Trump, well, your vice, your... they got me programmed too, right? I'm still calling President Trump. Former President Trump, okay? Still think he's president. Former President Trump, right? He's trying to create chaos. He's running the Mein Kampf doctrine. That's what he's trying to do. And if he can get some violence going in the street, all that works in his favor. That's why they're trying to get guns into many people's hands as they can that's on the street so that they can create a more of a violent situation out there. And he's trying to, he does have some control of a paramilitary unit because the lady that he appointed, for head of the school district, she has her own military out there. You know, in fact, they were trying to use them. They were trying to get themselves in place to take over the military from the United States and Afghanistan. this is how they were rolling out there. You know where I'm coming from? So they did have, a military group out there that they can put in motion. So we have to be mindful of what's going on. You know, blacks are starting to do the same thing, starting to set up little small paramilitary groups that they can go in motion if it comes to the point where citizens have to protect themselves from other citizens, which it should never come to that. But that's what they're pushing for. You know, you remember that Hitler got locked up. He got locked up, spent a few times in I wouldn't call it jail, but he spent a little time. He went into training, you know. He had to come up with the books and Mein Kampf and all that kind of stuff, what his agenda was really going to look like. And after he did that, then he came back out and started running for office. The next thing you know, he ran a whole doggone country from prison. After getting out of prison, he back to running the whole country. This is the whole scenario that Trump is trying to set up now. Once we lock him up, he will be sitting in jail talking trash for a while. Then when he get out of jail... He's going to, I don't know if he'd be able to run for office once he get out of jail, but this is the thing that he's trying to do. You know, you got to remember that Hitler came to power under a democratic society, a democratic system, due to vote. That's how he came to power. And once he got to power, what did he do? Couldn't nobody vote no more. He was it. That was it. No more voting. And no more, I don't care what your opinion is no more. This is it. This is how it's going to run. If you don't like it, I'm going to put you in a concentration camp. And that's what he was doing. Everybody disagree with Hitler, right to the concentration camp. So you better be mindful of what's going on, because these people will treat you good today, but they don't really care nothing about you. Not really. You know what I mean? It's all about the power. They're using you to gain control over as much as they can. You know, you got, remember in the later days, look at all the people, the people that were dying. His own people were dying under him, okay? Because he didn't really care about them. He's making decisions based on pure power, not based on the power of the people, because he took the power away from the people. People that have no power. You do what I say or that's it. So, you know, and we have to make sure that the people have the power to change things, okay? Because they, when things are going crazy, the people know that this ain't right, you know? They know that for the last 90 years, we've been under white mob rule. And they've been, they lost the war, but they won the peace. And we got Jed Lee and the boys and all them statues all over the bases named after the loser. That never happened in history. You know what I mean? That's like us setting up an army base, call it Fort Osama bin Laden. Not going to happen. You know what I mean? Or setting up a base called Hitler Armed Guards. Not going to happen. You know what I'm saying? These guys lost, so we don't have their names nowhere. And it should be the same way with the, you know, with the Confederacy. These guys lost. Take that flag and put it in the museum with everything else. You know, you want to stop your jab, put him in a museum. You know, instead of you taking the winners, people, and putting them in a museum, and you putting the losers out on the streets on a statue, you know, something's wrong with that picture. Because politics, you need to get involved with politics, not just on a top level, on a local level. Who the hell is your block captain? And what is the block captain doing for the block? Have you talked to your block captain lately? You know what I mean? Have your block captain had a block meeting where you can sit down and discuss something that's going on in the block? I don't think so. You know, who's your alderman? Where is your alderman? What does the alderman do? You know, how about your senator, your congress people? You know, what do they do? How about the, what are the people that be on, that are down there with the mayor? You know? Who's your mayor? What the mayor is supposed to be doing? And the people that's inside the inside City Hall and the stuff that they're doing, you know, district, the people in charge of the district and stuff. You know what I mean? I mean, come on. What are they doing? How are they doing it? You know, and who's supposed to be doing it? You know, you're supposed to know all this stuff. You're supposed to be studying these things because we're dealing with politics. Okay. Now, and in the Bible, we're still in Genesis, okay? There is a, well, there was no political format when we're dealing with Genesis coming out of, you know, because Pharaoh was a dictator. He ruled and that was it. What Pharaoh said, that was it. He didn't sit down and discuss it with the round table. You know, he didn't sit down and discuss anything. You know what I mean? He discussed it with some of the high priests. But when Pharaoh said, let's move, we moved. It didn't come from that's a dictatorship. So what was going on back in Kemet is not what's going on today. Now, the one that set up the First Republic was Bomber. You know what I mean? Republic is a system based on war, you know? But it wasn't a complete republic because the people didn't have no, actually, it was a republic because the people didn't really have no power. Some of his cronies, a few people that he had, they had the power back in Kemet, you know what I mean? But it wasn't a complete republic, but a republic is a war machine. So the First Republic was set up by Narmer. He did that set up because they had the first standing army. That's what the Republic does. The farmers don't come out and fight no more. He have a standing army because he was fighting the He was fighting the King of the South. King of the South. This was Norma. And the King of the South was called the Scorpion King. Okay? We watching the movies and don't even know. You know, they got a Rock playing the Scorpion King, and he's fighting some white boy who's supposed to have been pretty good with the sword fight, but it wasn't happened. That didn't happen like that. Everything depends on the story. That's the occult portion. Once they get you to believe a certain story, you can't hear nothing else, you know? But politics is very interesting, and we have to get engaged in politics, and we have to talk about politics to our children. Those of you on the line, think about this for a minute. How many days have you sat down at the dinner table and discussed politics with your children? You know what I mean? You probably count them on one hand, because we weren't interested in that. They got, based on the occult that they had us under, the stories that they had us believing, you know, they tell you, oh, don't talk about politics and religion. Duh. If you talk to any of the football players, the upcoming football players, they stay away from politics. You know, I'm sitting in Temple, you know, I had a little class in Temple about writing books and all that kind of stuff. You know what I'm coming from? Oh, I had already written three books, but I still want to learn. And then a couple of football players, and they're going through the class, and I'm asking them stuff about politics. Oh, no, we don't deal with politics. You see what I'm saying? But, and I understand that because, see, the sports and all of the sports arena, they're not there to help you. They're there to distract you from what's going on. That's a distraction. And we're calling that culture, but it's not culture. That's what the every society, I don't care how far back you go, has things for the people to do that has nothing to do with running government because they don't want the people to know their business. They want to run government, and they want the people to just fall in line and do like they say, you know? And that's how they – those type of things have been happening all over the planet, okay? I'm just dealing a little bit – well, today is Wednesday, so Wednesday we get into politics. If you have a comment or something you want to say, just press 1, let me know that you have a comment, and I'll open up your mic and you can say something, okay? But well, let's think about this. The first true, I'm just saying true, the first true republic was set up by the founding fathers. I'm not talking about George Washington and them, okay? They didn't find nothing, okay? They were thieves. I'm talking about President Hanson and them, the Moors, I forget the name of the tribe that was with them, helping them set this up, and all of the Europeans that Britain kicked out of the country and sent them over here, okay? Those are the ones that were responsible for setting up the first true republic where the people had rights. The Constitution was designed to protect them from government because the ones that were sent over here by Britain, they were in and out of jails and all their prostitutes and everything over here. You know what I'm saying? But Britain knew who they were. They knew they were gods, but they didn't know anything because Britain made sure they didn't teach them any darn thing. Well, so when they got here, after a certain time here, they all got together and decided they needed something to organize themselves by, and it had to be set up whereas the government would take over, the people that they put in charge wouldn't take over from the people. That's what the Constitution was designed for. It was designed to protect you from government. You follow what I'm saying? That's what it was designed for. So we need to learn the Constitution. We need to read a little bit about it. You're going to come from and see how the system works. Just like the census system. Why don't we sign the system? Because the government kicks back. Federal government kicks back X amount of dollars to base on how many people that's in the area. Okay, what was that, the 13th or 14th Amendment, where everybody talk about, oh, they said we were three-fifths of human beings. No, that's not how it went. Once you read the document, you'll see that we were considered property. Because if you weren't born here, okay, you only can be a citizen if you're born here, or if you go through the process to acquire citizenship. So they weren't sending us to no process to acquire no citizenship. So we were considered property when we came here. And they could only submit 3/5 of their property for the census. That's what was going on because they didn't want to. We had so many slaves that would upset the balance of power economically if they were able to claim all of them. So that's what was going on. It wasn't that you was three-fifths of a human being. They can only submit three-fifths of you, you know, for the census. That's what that was all about. And we have the census going on right now. Yeah, black people over here running, I ain't signing a census. I'm not signing up for the census because they don't understand what the census is. You know what I mean? Boy, they're just going to count how many people there are. It, like, they don't know who you are. They can't count you without the census. I mean, think about what you're saying. You know, like they really need the census to count you. They know how many of you in the area because when they do the polls for the elections, you know, they know what's going on out there. You know what I'm saying? They know who you are, where you are, what's going on because you got your credit scores, you got all this stuff going on that they know about. But they know who you are, where you are, and what's going on. The census is designed to get that money back into your area. So, yeah, fill out the doggone census, okay? But now here's something that the Moors taught us, that black, Negro, African-American, all that is not a status. That's not a status. Your status, if you're born here, is white male. Don't that sound crazy? Status, if you're born here, is white male. That's how the white mob set it up. They had 90 years to do all this here stuff because we didn't know what was going on. So when the census come in, you're not supposed to put African-American. You're supposed to put white male because that's your status in this country. Okay, according to the census, once you... I'm laughing because it's really silly. You know, and they put all those different things on the status. They put black, Hispanic, Puerto Rican, they put all those different names on the status. But if you're born in the United States, your actual status is white male. Who knew? You know, who knew? Oh, I'm a black person. I'm an African American. No, you're none of those things, you know. You weren't born in Africa, and no guarantee that you're from Africa. You follow what I'm saying? Even though your DNA tests say you're from Africa, that's not a guarantee, you know. We put too much trust in what these people are telling us. You know, until you can test your own DNA, you know, you can't put a whole lot of trust in that stuff. I'm telling you, the whole thing is crazy. But we're dealing with politics. I'm just going through a few things, a few misnomers, a few things that we don't understand properly, you know, because we're now studying. And it's not going to hurt you to study a little bit with the Moors. The Moors, they're down with all this here. They know a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff they got wrong as well. Especially when it comes to the Bible. That's the biggest problem. All of these religious institutions, so-called religious institutions, are reading the book wrong. That's why we're not coming back to power. We have influence. We have money through the occult because people will follow us based on the story. Whoever got the best story, the people come in, you know. Elijah Muhammad had a good story. Noah Drolley had a good story. You follow what I'm saying? T.J. Jakes, his story is good. Joel Osteen, oh, what a story he's got. And the greater the story, the greater the storyteller, the more people are flocking in. But Joe Lawson don't have no power. He got strong influence. Now, he can influence things, influence people. But if Joe Lawson had to put ships on the sea, he can't do it. If he had to pull in the military, can't do it. Joe Lawson can't call up a SWAT team. Can't do it. See what I'm saying? If he commit a crime and a SWAT team come out to him, all he can do is say, hey, wait a minute, here I come. You know, just don't put the cuffs on too tight because he don't really have no real power. You follow me? We're talking about power now. Now we're talking about power, all right? The number one thing coming out of Genesis is that we need to have a centralized banking system. You know, if you're collecting $200 a month off the internet, you know, for a service, and you got 1,000 people, they have more than 1,000 people. They have at least 1,000 people. That's $2.5 million a year off the internet. Now, what can you do with that kind of money? Now, if we had a centralized system for ourselves, all right, and we get 3,000, 4,000, 7,000 people putting in $200 a month, you know what I mean? Not just giving it away, but putting it in like you put it in the bank. We do it for ourselves. See what I'm saying? That's $2.7 million a year times 7,000. You think we can't run a neighborhood with that kind of money? You think we can't build our own infrastructure and set up our own security forces with that kind of money? You know, think about the corporations. These corporations, that's what I'm saying, the book is telling us what we need to do, but we're not doing it. You see what I'm saying? That's why the Levites, okay, they had to give 10% of all of their earnings to the Levites, okay? Now, by doing that, that gave the Moses, who was running government at the time, that gave him the opportunity to set the military up, to build roads and all that kind of stuff. So they went when they went conquering, when they left, according to the Bible, and when they left, after they went through, what's the next one up? After Genesis and Leviticus. After they went through Leviticus, and when they got into Numbers, that's when the book was telling them to go conquer certain areas, go conquer certain things. Because between Leviticus, that's the judicial system, how to learn how to give out fines and how to charge people doing wrong and all that kind of stuff. That's in Leviticus. And then when they went into Numbers, right? Well, Exodus came next. Well, so when they went into Exodus, they realized that they had help from E.T. Hello? I know you're saying, wait a minute now. They didn't know in Exodus they had help from E.T. Come on, man. You think when he said writing with the fingers of God? Where do you think God got fingers from? If God are men and women, that they can use laser technology to write something on stone. See what I'm saying? They had a ship up there constantly making noise. They could hear the ship, but it was surrounded by a cloud where they couldn't see the ship. Where are you going to put a light on a bush and the bush don't burn? That was a light from the ship. He talked to Moses through the speakers. Moses, you know what I mean? Your people going crazy down there, trying to straighten them out. Moses threw the tablets and killed all those people. Where do you think the technology comes from to knock that many people off and they don't know where the fire is coming from? The fire was coming from the ship. I'm just saying, you know, this is Exodus. And out of Exodus, out of Exodus, they went into Numbers. When they went into Numbers, they were taught how to set up the full security system. At what age to put the children in the army. Your military comes from your tribes. The tribe's children, that's where the military came in. Where they get the money to train from? The centralized banking system. They had the money to pay and train the children to be a military force. It's all in there. You see what I'm saying? Now, I question to the people on the line. How many of you trained your children, okay, in military tactics? How many of you sit down and talk about military tactics with your children? You know what I mean? How many of you? Yeah, do you understand what I'm saying? I'm telling you where they got the drive from. How they know how to get the children. Yeah, this whole thing is kind of interesting. But what King James did was set up, he set the, because the order of the Bible is not actually how it's supposed to go. But what King James did, set up a step-by-step guide on how to build an empire so that nobody would ever make a slave out of you again. And what the European did, they jumped in and said, oh man, look at this book. after Brother Maurice told Constantine how to read the thing, he said, oh man, what a diagram, what a platform. Okay, he showed them the difference between the occult and he showed them the difference between the power. Okay, he used the occult to draw his people together. That's how he did it. He took every black person out as deity and put all white folks in there. Jesus became white. The people on the Black Supper, the 12 people became white. All the angels became white. Everything became white, okay? And they use that, and they start teaching stories along those lines. You know, all of a sudden, Jesus got blind hair, blood. And the Pope, they were black popes. A lot of people don't know they were black popes before there was one white pope. They made the pope white. You keep on coming from. And then he started charging people. They started charging, well, not Constantine, but as it began to grow, they began charging people to get into heaven. Go look at the history of what the pope and them was doing out there. The pope and them was getting paid ungodly because it was hard to get the 10% out of the people because they kept the people so poor, the people ain't had 10%. But the people putting up their hard-earned money to pay their way into heaven. I'm telling you, this was until one of the other guys split off from the church. I forget his name. It'll come to me later on. But what is his name? Oh, King James set the Bible up in a step-by-step format of how to come about. Now, we're going through this now. You know, we don't have no power right now. We do have influence. Got a few dollars out here. In some sense, we got a little influence, but we don't have no real power, you know. But as we're sojourning on this, following the script that King James laid down, we're going to come to power. We're going to have plenty of power. Well, maybe not today, but it's coming. It takes time to build all this. Now that we know about it, we just started this year. Duh. We've been at it for how long? A few months. Been at it for a few months. Okay, well, you're just getting started. These guys have been at it for a couple hundred years, more than that, because they use the occult practice, right? You can check the history out and go to Google. A lot of people don't hear nothing unless the slave master tell them. Go to Google. The Moors, once they turned, the Moors weren't always Muslims. So that's another misnomer that they're throwing out there, you know, because we had Moors before Prophet Muhammad was even born, you know. But once the Moors turned Islamic, they were using Islamic cult stories from Islam, Prophet Muhammad, what he did, yada, yada, you know. And when they realized that with the occult, with another occult practice, they can kick the Moors and them out of Britain, out of Spain, out of Ireland. That's why a lot of the Irish don't like black folk now. And we don't understand why. You know, King James was an Irish king before he took over Britain. Okay? That means that blacks ruled Spain, Ireland, Britain. We ruled all that stuff out there. It took the Britonian 800 years to get out from under Moorish rule. That's how long it took. But they used the occult practice coming from the Bible. That's what enabled them to destroy the people around them. And when they got to a certain point, they were burning Muslim books and stuff. The same thing Hitler did. Hitler used the occult practice to bring the Germans around him. I'm just saying, but he went into the dictatorial mindset where the queen, she was smart. The queen is smart. Hey, wait a minute. These people got to have some say-so in this. She set up the parliament. And with the parliament in place, people have some kind of say, and they didn't shut her down. In Germany, not Germany, in Russia, right, when they got tired of that king and queen situation over there, man, they killed the king, the queen, and the whole family, you know what I mean, to get them out of there. They was there for three, their family ruled for 300 years. They kicked them out of office, and they were looking for something else. That's when you had the Bolshevik revolution. You had communism. All these, because if people wanted something, they were tired of being taken advantage of, tired of being misused. Do you know what I'm coming from? It's going to happen to Mitch McConnell right now. I mean, he's got some of the poorest districts in the country in his area. You follow what I'm saying? This guy, him and his wife, were millions of dollars, and you got people in his district sleeping on the street. That lets you know he don't care nothing about these doggone people. You know, we're in the politics, going through the political side of this thing. We do that on Wednesday. So every Wednesday we go through the political side. There's more to it than that, because the Bible knew exactly what they were going to do when they took over. And it had passages in the Bible to tell you that they're going to take your money and give it to their people and all that. It's all in there, you know. What I'm saying right now is that I can't actually see the time. Oh, I'm past the time. What I'm saying now is that King James, we're putting King James down, but that brother, he knew what he was doing. We just don't know what he was doing. He set up a step-by-step process to bring us to power. Now, the teachings of Yahshua ben Bedera, that will give you a DNA awakening so that you can see and understand all this stuff. I'll tell you how to read the Mark, Matthew, Luke, and John in a few minutes. But right now, we're going to go into the commercial. Okay, that quick. I want to give back. This is my way of giving back to those who are trying to do something out there. Anyway, Elohim Five Tribes of the Constellation of Science Radio presents Elohim Speaks at 8 to 9 p.m. every day. We're here while I've missed a couple of days. Still going through trouble with the internet. They blocked my card. Oh, Lord have mercy. It's crazy out here, but we're getting there, you know. The call-in number is 516-453-9230. I'm going to run through this kind of quickly. Also, I see changes I have to make, too. I'll make those. We don't mention your name unless you want us to. We use only the last four digits of your phone number. If you have a company or a group and you want to give us a shout-out, please feel free to do so. On Monday, we're talking about society news. Tuesday, we go through the tyrannical scriptures, the secret doctrine. On Wednesday, we do a politics. That's what we're doing today. Thursday, we talk about economics. Friday, we talk about health. Try to keep you away from the doctor. Not that the doctor is evil or anything, but you only need the doctor when you're sick. Let's try not to get sick. Sunday, we talk about religion. Tyrannical Church of Christ and the Law, TCCA. Bible 2.0. I got a gospel CD on the market. Okay, so what you can do is just call me. Okay, I'll go to CD Baby/CD/Elohim Christ 2. That's the number 2. And you can check out my CD. You can order just one song on the album, or you can order a whole album from CD Baby, okay? If you call me, you have to get the whole album. That'd be 215-758-1703. And you can get the album directly from me if you want, directly from the society. And you will be able to get it from the society. We're trying to get the pages set up now so I can get all that stuff on there. Elohim Five Child Society of Love. Go to the site. Look at the site. If you see something that you think needs to be corrected or changed, just let us know. And we're working on that now. Or if you know how to change things on the sites and all that, please give us a call because we need people that know more about computers and stuff. The help us out, okay? On YouTube, it's called 911, Jesus is coming, okay? We ask ourselves, when Jesus is coming back, where is he coming from? We think he's coming from the same place he came from the first one, out of the goddess's womb. So your sisters, be careful, mindful of the babies that you're dumping. They're in a political fight now over Roe versus Wade. I don't have a problem with what they're doing in reference to the woman not being able to dump those babies, so... I don't have a problem with that. That's why I'm not getting involved in that. If Roe versus Wade is overturned and we have to bring the babies in, I don't have a problem with that because not that when the it's not really a philosophy or a theory, it's a fact. When the egg is first fertilized, okay, there's a light that comes on the egg. That's when the incorporeal energy. An incorporeal person enters the egg. The scientists, they can't explain where the light comes from, but I'm telling you where the light comes from. And that's what makes the baby alive. If that incorporeal entity don't enter that fetus, the baby is stillborn, okay? Anyhow, okay, now just remember, brothers, it takes two to make them, it takes two to take care of them, okay? So hanging in with my sister when they get pregnant, all right? And don't forget to check out my book, Tyrannical Scriptures Part 2, A Crisis Has Come. For more information on the book, you can get it in the book as well as a CD. It's called TCCA at 215-758-1703, okay? We're getting there. We're going to have more advertisement on the society soon as we begin to set it up. This is the process. I would like to give a shout-out to Horace Butler for his book, History Book When Rocks Cry Out. You need to check that book out. I'm just going to stop for a minute and just do a little extra talking about Horace Butler. Now, you can go on YouTube and type in Horace Butler, and he got some spoken stuff up there. For those of you who don't like to read, a lot of us don't like to read. I don't blame you. I don't like to read either. And you can listen to what he's telling you about history. This guy is talking about the global empire and how we did and what we did. He's letting you know that we did white folks slavery just as well as they did us. It's not, you know, they trying to act like, oh, the black quirks did this. No, we taught them how to do the slavery thing. They just got good at it, that's all. You know what I'm saying? Everybody that was conquering and doing something was had slavery and indentured servants. That's how it was going out there. Anyway, if you get a chance, give Brother Play. Go to Amazon or one of them, or go there. If you're in Philadelphia, go to the Black Bookstore and buy his book on Lovecraft, read it, or go to YouTube and study it up, okay? Love is Ever Nation is hosted on Sunday, but not by Brother Mac. Brother Mac made the transition. I hate to even say it. I miss Brother so much. And... So every Saturday, we'll do Legacy Foundation. That's Black History. So we'll be doing Black History on Saturday. So tune in. I'll be here every day doing something. If I'm not here, ain't due to no fault of my own. Well, I can't say that for Tuesday. Tuesday, I was just so exhausted. I didn't wake up to 9:30, quarter to 10. So Tuesday was my fault. But any other time I'm not on the air, it's normally something to do with the station or something to do with the credit cards or whatever. People ain't getting any money. Something happened out there, you know. I haven't been to the bank 2 times this week because of the cards, you know. And normally I just change. Yeah, I just get another card and put the numbers out for people I want. But I didn't do that this time. I just want to unblock the card and let it go, you know. I'd like to give a shout-out to Sister Tammy. She's on YouTube under the name Kanicha 11. She has a spoken word, and like I'm saying, last time I checked, she's just singing. She's sounding pretty good. I'd like to give a shout-out to the Nikki Love Show. She's a spiritual advisor. Give her a call, 909-749-8626. And Nikki Love, she's on N-I-C-K-Y. Nikki Love, she's Woonam. That's what she calls herself, W-N-O-M. So if you go on YouTube, she has some pretty good stuff out there on YouTube. She has her own site. And now she just had a fire not too long ago where she lost everything. So she can use a little love right now. You know what I'm saying? Give her a call. Go on her site and, you know, just buy a couple of things. She got some $10 stuff on there. And she's got some stuff to go with $600, depending on what you need. You know what I mean? And so give her a play. That number again is 909-749-8626. I'd like to give a shout-out to Division 121. I feel like I'm sent to Dan and Yuna, 18 and 1929 as well. They meet every week. So if you want to find out what they're doing, just contact our president, Mark P. UNA at 267-822-2220. If you don't know anything about Marcus Garvey has the largest black organization in the history of the country, period. Nobody has had an organization as large as his since, okay? UAIA, I'd like to give a shout out to the UAIA. They're offering land to build on an African. It's RBG industry. They make designer clothes, buttons, and flags. So if you want a good tailor-made outfit or land, just call 609-628-5828, and they'll let you know what's going on, okay? Safemore Electronics, they have, that's an industrial electronics company. They do light sockets and things of that nature. So if you need something done in the house or light or even a security system, just give Safemore Electronics a call at 215-909-3352 from 9 to 5, okay? I would like to give a shout-out to Tom Thornton, who writes under the name Tommy T-E-E. For more information about him or his CDs, just give him a call, 267-259-4073. I'm kind of rushing through everything because I'm a little late. I'd like to give a shout-out to Taylor Pass Learning Academy, one of my children's companies. She's licensed, certified. She's a registered EMT, emergency worker out there, who's currently in medical school and will soon be a doctor. Taylor Pass has before and after school service in the West Philadelphia area. So for the best quality children's service, give her a call at 215-594-3081. Okay. Her email address is philipathlearningacademy@gmail.com. I'd like to give a shout out to our resident naturopathic healer, Dr. Paul. His number is 215-779-7355. And Dr. Bill, his number is 631-561-3864. So we're trying to give this a look. You know, because there's a lot of people out there that don't mean you no harm. They're trying to get them for you. And we don't charge for them to advertise on the radio. We make our money through CDs and book sales and stuff like that there, okay? Now, also, we have a GoFundMe page so that you want to help us get the message out and help us, the Elohim Five Tribes Society of Love. You want to help us get the message out to these tribes so they can cut back on the hate, cut back on the fighting and the killing. Go to our GoFundMe page and throw a couple of dollars in there, that would be great, okay? Back to where we were. This is Wednesday. We're talking about politics. And you look at the political arena out there, it seems crazy, but actually it's doing exactly what it's supposed to do. The problem that the Republicans, that whole system, they have turned that into a slave master. They turned that into a party for slave masters. They didn't want the people to have nothing. If you look at what Biden is trying to do, you know, he's trying to bring some type of reciprocity to the people. He's trying to take care of people. And so that's what's going on right now. And the Republicans, they're blocking everything. They don't have nothing that they're trying to do. They're not bringing anything to the table. All they're doing is blocking what the Democrats are trying to do. They were in office for 4 years. And all they did was the first 2 years, he's trying to block all the good work that President Obama did. A lot of, you don't know the good work that he did because you don't see that checking. Check the, what do you call it, the executive orders. He did 200-something executive orders because they didn't want to play with him at all. Everything he said, if he said he was going to wake up at 9, they said, no, let's wake up at 8. Any, whatever he said, they went against it. Didn't matter what it was, you know. So he had to do a lot of executive orders. Find out what his executive orders was. Then you'll see that the man was a genius. The man has so much going on for the people. It's unbelievable. But you don't know that. They're not talking about what Obama did. See what I'm saying? Now they're not talking about what Trump tried to overturn that Obama did. They didn't know. They didn't want you to know how evil that this man, that evil that the Trump and his crew was doing. They don't want you to know all that, you know? Just like they blocked him from putting a Supreme Court justice in. How could they block him from doing that? You got Democrats as part of the old guard, too. You know what I mean? They were out there trying to slow things down because all the Democrats are on the same page, but they're not because you got Republican Democrats in office. We're supposed to have some Republican Democrats on the Republican side, but they don't seem to be showing up. And the few of them that do show up, they'll say they're going to vote for one thing, but when the vote comes, they vote the opposite. You know what I mean? Just to slow the time on, just to drag things out so nothing can get done. But now, if you look at the border, they call it a border crisis. There wasn't no border crisis. The people in Haiti had an earthquake. And we're robbing the money, stealing so much money from Haiti is unbelievable. That's why they're having trouble. That's why they come here. Because we're taking everything from the Chuck Clinton Foundation and what they're doing up there. Check it. Check it out for yourself. Check the Dole Company, the fruit company, and what they're doing up there. Check it out for yourself. I'm not going to tell you what they're doing. Go look. See for yourself. You know, when we come to the banana plantations and all that kind of stuff, what's going on up there, you know? And when they had the earthquake, no, they can't fend for themselves because we're stealing all their money. So they come in here for some help. You know what I mean? Biden and Kamala Harris, they know what's going on, you know? Now, if you go down to the border, that crisis, it's not really a crisis. They done solved that. They're not there no more. You want to come from now, the Republicans, they control the media. They trying to pump it up like it's still going on down there, but it's done. Now, you notice they ain't talking about the children, that they still can't find that Trump done had disappeared. He done sold them children into slavery or something because he's a trafficker. He's a Trump is a, let me say it like this here, you know, he's a casino owner. The movies, you know what those guys are into, you know what I mean? Those guys play rough. That's why I don't nobody talk about them too much because, you know, they got a cross for you. If you can't rise above that cross they got coming, you need to, everybody just leave them guys alone. You know, they know what's going on. But I'm just saying, we know what the man is like, know what he do, know who he is, know how he is now. Now, before he got in office, like I understand everybody was into the lies and what he was saying and why people voted for him. I can dig it. But he's been president for 4 years. We know what he's like. We know what he do, okay? So ain't no, you know, when he's getting on television and start telling them lies, hey, you know he's lying his butt off, you know? But now, to be fair, all of them are liars. They all tell so much lies because it's about the story. And they have to make sure that their story fits with where they're trying to go. And a lot of times they fudge the story. They tell little lies about the story. All of them do that. You know what I mean? That's how the political arena has become. You know what I mean? And there's nothing you can do about it. But you need to sit down, have a meeting with the children. Now, the first thing you have to do, someone politics, right? First thing you need to do, okay, for those who are on the line listening to this, and those who will be listening to this after we get off the air, cause a lot of people are going back listening to the shows after we leave, because, you know, we're broadcasting in a few countries here. Now, what you need to do is decide what political system you're going to use to run your house. Is it going to be dictatorship? Is it going to be a democracy? Is it going to be socialist? Is it going to be a anarchist type of system? What type of system are you going to use to run your family? The children have an idea of how to operate under one of these political systems. We haven't done that. I wasn't raised on the political system. Hell, I didn't even know what politics was. I knew what the church was. You know what I mean? Didn't understand what was going on. They was dragging me to church every week. You know, but as far as politics, man, we didn't talk about no politics. I know that most of my the adults back then when I was little, they're Republican. Now, how come hardly none of us are Republicans right now? Republican used to be the party. But the Dixiecrats, the ones that set up the Democratic Party, they were all racist. It just was a racist clank party when they first set it up. The Dixiecrats set up the Democrats. But now it done flipped. The Republican Party is like the Dixiecratic Party used to be, like the Democratic Party used to be. And the Democratic Party is like the Republican Party used to be. It's crazy how they flipped the script. But we need more Republicans in. We need more people to become Republicans, so that we can push Republicans in the right direction. We need more black Republican congressmen and senators and all that, you know what I mean? So when the votes come up that we need, they won't have this little solid white block that's blocking anything that's going to help the people. That's what I'm saying. The people need help out there. People are dying on the street. Look what's going on in California, the homelessness that's out there and all that. There's enough money just in the church alone so that no American inch should be sleeping on the street nowhere in the country. There's enough money in the football sports arena so that nobody should be sleeping on the street. There's enough money in the music industry so that nobody should be sleeping on the street. Understand what I'm saying? Yet all these things aren't coming together to work for the people. It's just not happening. You know what I mean? If Michael Jordan has an $80 million yacht, a boat, don't fire no weapons, he can't protect himself from that, a nice basketball court on it, but he got $80 million for a boat. You think I'm coming from? If you check his diaspora from his mother and his father going on down, I'm sure there's plenty of them in there. You got a lot of them that's hungry, can't find a job, they're sleeping on the street. You know what I'm saying? He's not looking out trying to help. I can't say that because I don't know what the man is doing. All I know is he bought an $80 million yacht. So I'm not gonna falsely accuse Michael Jordan of anything. That would be wrong of me. I have to catch myself. Sometimes you get caught up in the hype. You know what I mean? Like Flavor Flav, don't believe the hype. So I don't know what he's doing out there. But I know that if the basketball players and the football players and the hockey players and the baseball players and all that money they're collecting, if they all got together to do things for the people sleeping on the street, poverty would end overnight. If all the churches got together, poverty would end overnight. You see what I'm saying? We're relying on the political party to do these things, and they're still fighting a civil war up there. But now they're beginning to lose the peace. That's what the insurrection was on at January the 6th. That's what that was all about. You know, they down there breaking windows, all this kind of stuff, you know. I just saw the news today. The guy that tried to kill Reagan, the guy that shot the president, okay, is free and clear on the street. I'm saying, how does this happen? They give a guy that make a mistake on the ballot 5 years in jail, and this guy that shot the president is clear and free on the street. Talk about racism. Now, if you know he was black, ain't nowhere in the world this guy would be walking the street no time forever, you know? It's just the lopsided system. See, it depends on who the judges are. The judges are giving black folk 5 years and giving white folk 5 months for the same offense. It's the same offense. It's like I'm listening to what's going on with the young Pharaoh. He made a statement. They kicked him off. And the white boy made the same statement, and they didn't do nothing to him. He pointed it out, the difference in the racism that's going on in this country. But then he had to realize, too, a lot of times it's not what you say, it's how you say it. You get what I mean? It's what kind of spin you're putting on the story. If you look at the spin on the story, especially if you listen to Fox News, oh, my goodness, I don't listen to them too much. You just get tired of lies. But I'm just saying the spin that they put on the story, oh, my goodness. You think the Democrats are out to sink the whole country, you know, and that's not happening. The Democrats are trying to do something for the people as a difference. And these people, they don't want nothing done for the people. They want the people to be their slaves. That's what they're about. Slave masters, that's what they do. You know, it's like Trump said, he don't think people should be making more than $5 an hour. Let's give him $5 an hour and see how he like it. You know what I mean? I'm just telling you, that's where their mindset is at. And you need to check and see what's going on. But now back to the Bible, you know what I mean? Because I'm basically talking about the Bible every day. But I'm going through the Bible through politics, going through the Bible through different things, history and all that kind of stuff, you know? Which means I have to keep studying because there's different things in the Bible that need to be made known. That's some of the things I don't know, you know, some research. And just like I just ordered another Bible, it's about the another King James Version on the Bible. It's 1611, something like that. I haven't read it yet, but I'll get into it in a few minutes. So I'm constantly studying, constantly learning, constantly upgrading, because there's a lot I don't know, a lot I need to know, okay? But in the meantime, well, we're almost out of time here. Remember, Psalm 82, you are a God. There's nothing more powerful on the planet than what you see in that mirror. You can do whatever you want. You just have to want to do it. Don't listen to the stories that make you think you're less who you are and what you are, okay? Darwinism doesn't work because they can't find the missing link. Why can't they find the missing link? Because no modern man is indigenous to the planet. So it's a theory, something they can't prove. Now, they make some good points, arguments over the story. They make some good arguments, especially if you're dealing with the Bible, how they argued with Moses and what he did, and did they really help build the pyramid? Oh, Lord, you should hear some of the debates that's going on about the stories. But the facts don't change. He set up a centralized banking system. E.T. was with him on the mountain. In fact, one of the Hebrews, I think it was, I don't have time to go to evil. They found the burnt marks from the ship that landed on the mountain. It didn't come from no lava or nothing like that. It was burnt marks from the ship. They found evidence of E.T. all over the place. They just don't want you to know that they've been communicating with E.T. all along, okay? Now, I have walked the path of being honest and good, and I eagerly embrace everything that I've done to come back to me for the day. So let it be written, so let it be done. Remember, love is the act that makes others feel good. So go out, do things, make other people feel good, have a feel-good day, you know? Talk to the children when they can't chance about the 50% budget. It's so important. They need to know that as a principle, that they need to save half their money coming out the door. They get their first job, okay? We got about 30 seconds left. And those who are online, I want to thank you for being online. I appreciate you being here. You don't have to say anything, that's fine, but I know you're here, and that makes a difference for me. I'm going to be here every day, so check in. Maybe I'll miss a day or two here or there, but check in. I'm not sending out no text. Those that are on the line, you know, and tell your friends about it. Tell people about us so they can call in. You got the number. Let people know. You know what I mean? Yo, this brother's on the air talking a lot of trash. Well, not really trash, but you know how we talk, okay? So with that, I'd just like to say thank you so much. I appreciate you for calling in, and much love. We'll chit-chat again tomorrow, okay?